Hello, Mark. Thank you for giving us some time today. I was just wondering, could you tell us a little bit for those who don't know about how the Savories campaign started on Twitter?
On January 16th, I was reading the newspaper online, as I normally do, and the writer says something about why libraries matter to him, and it was a reason, but it wasn't my reasons why libraries mattered. So I tweeted, "Libraries are important because," fill in and retweet. And I just wanted to see why people think libraries are important and the different reasons. The response that I received, although it was very, very good, it was amazing. It's because Twitter, it just got picked up by one person. I'm going to say it was Jack Schofield who retweeted it first for me,
Okay.
who then and then Neil Gaiman picked it up from him, and it just and people were filling it in, and it was getting good.
And you had a huge worldwide response to that.
Yeah, very, very much international, and that, and for me being an American, I knew that in America that the libraries were being affected, and I knew here in Britain they were being affected. I didn't realize Japan was going through the same thing, hung Germany. I that was something that, you know, I don't think anybody who unless they're in that country recognizes that it is a global issue.
And fantastic that Twitter's been able to bring awareness of it being a global issue as well.
Absolutely.
So what's your message to people today on Save Libraries Day who want to keep their libraries open?
For me personally, I think the people who are doing the protesting, if that works, that's fantastic. But my message has always been, use your library, go to it, join it if you haven't been. You know, perhaps you moved or you haven't been since a kid. Go to your library today and use it and see what is available. It is no longer just books. It is the internet service. It is community groups. It is reading groups. It's organizations. You know, use the library and just for one day, just make this February 5th. This is probably a building that you walk by many times, and just join and just see what you've been missing. They are valuable resources in the community. But for the ones who are under threat, I can understand why they feel the need to protest, because I'm very fortunate here in Shropshire that we're not being threatened with the cuts as dramatically as elsewhere. But I'm sure if they were, I'd be out there with the placards also and protesting. But my voice has always been to say, just to go out there and use the libraries and prove their uses.
Thank you, Mark. And will you be going to your library today?
I'm there now. I'm
Oh,
actually in the library
fabulous.
now. My daughter's on the internet. I've been looking at books, and we use the library quite a lot actually in our town, so it's a great resource for Bridge North.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.